Speak with Dave Lapham. He's the Bengals radio analyst up there on their games. Dave, appreciate you calling in. And let's start with number 85, I suppose. You got to see him, obviously, not last year, but the previous seasons. What kind of player do you think the Dolphins are getting just on the field at this point in his career?
It's a good question. Obviously, he had a stellar career here in Cincinnati. He led the set a record leading the AFC in consecutive seasons in receiving yards four straight years. Nobody had ever done that. Set all kinds of records. I think he holds like nine receiving records in Bengals history. So obviously very decorated player here in Cincinnati. He is no doubt in my mind the best speed I've ever seen in a wide receiver in terms of route running, keeping himself in bounds. He just had very quick jackhammer feet. But went to New England and got humbled a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how he rebounds, what the Miami Dolphins do with him. The key here in Cincinnati is he played one position. They limited to how much they gave him to try to absorb. They didn't put him in motion. They didn't line him up in multiple spots in the formation. He lined up as the split end, the X receiver, for a decade, and still had some difficulty from time to time with running precise, correct routes. So that was the issue that he had in New England, was trying to pick up that offense. And that was trigonometry, and, he wasn't capable of that kind of a, that kind of workload.
Well, Dave, you probably know him better than anybody. Does he have the character? Does he have that physical and mental makeup to want to prove people wrong, to come to the Miami Dolphins, where he's going to be asked, quite frankly, to line up all over the place in this West Coast offense? But do you think he has enough in the tank to want to prove people wrong with his last couple years in New England?
Oh, I think that definitely he wants to show people that New England was a blip on his career screen. And that's going to be the challenge for him. There's no question about that. And let's face it, he's got a lot of miles on the tires. So
yes.
It's not the Chad Ochocinco of his prime, of his Pro Bowl career. It's a Chad Ochocinco that's on the back nine, and usually a player that's on the back nine is the savvy player, and he's definitely that. I mean, he understands, how to beat defensive backs, understands how the physicality part of it. But again, it'll be interesting to see if his exposure to New England will help him in learning what he needs to learn down there in Miami.
Dave, I'd like to ask you a question and get your insight. Last season, Cincinnati Bengals brought a rookie quarterback in, got him ready to go, ended up taking his team to the playoffs, and the Miami Dolphins were looking for that quarterback, spent their number one pick on Ryan Tannehill, a top 10 pick at quarterback. We're looking to kind of do the same thing, put that quarterback in place. What advice can you give to Dolphin fans as long as that, through that process and what to look for in the maturation of a young quarterback?
Well, I think that Jay Gruden really felt comfortable that Andy Dalton, when he interviewed him, when he worked him out, he liked his makeup, he liked his football IQ as well as his overall intelligence. He liked his leadership abilities. He liked a lot of things about him, and felt that he could execute everything that needed to be executed to run his style of West Coast offense. And everybody throws West Coast offense out there. That's like saying automobile. There's Ford, Chevrolet, Dodge. There's a million West Coast offenses, and there's a million models of automobiles. So everybody has a little twist to their West Coast offense. But the advantage Tannehill has is the obvious one that everybody's already talked about. I saw him play at Texas A&M. I was fortunate enough to do Big 12 games for the duration of the Big 12's existence, and saw Tannehill and Mike Sherman work together even last year. Had a couple of their games. So that familiarity and that understanding – of the concepts in the offense is going to be a big, big plus, and that's the good thing that Jake felt comfortable with respect to Andy Dalton, that he was a quick study, and even with the stoppage, that being a rookie, he could still understand conceptually what he was trying to get done offensively, that being Jay Gruden. So I think there is quite a bit of similarity there with respect to Tannehill and Mike Sherman down in Miami.
Bengals radio analyst Dave Lapham is with us on the Metro PCS hotline. He had a bonus connection we didn't even know about because of his connections on Big 12 stuff. Kevin Coyle, secondary coach the last, I think, 8-9 years in Cincinnati, now defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins. Maybe your impressions on Kevin Coyle and what you know about him having been around him the last few years.
Workaholic. We'll leave the stone unturned. Great teacher of technique. Just a football guy. There's no question about it. And quality human being to boot. I said Kevin Coyle has been ready to be a defensive coordinator in the NFL for quite a while. And thrilled that he's gotten the opportunity. I think that everybody will be very, very pleased with the effort that Kevin Coyle puts forth to get his defense ready on a week-to-week basis. If things don't work out well, it won't be for lack of preparation, that's for sure. Kevin Coyle will burn the midnight oil. He'll outwork everybody and anybody to make sure that he's covered every single possibility.
Well, Dave, there's no reason in the world you won't know where he is on the practice field. All you have to do is listen, because over the past OTAs, and we start mini camp here for 3 days tomorrow, Kevin Coyle has that voice that you remember, and if you're a defensive back, you probably remember it when you go to bed at night. Has he always been that way?
He always has been. I mean, he's got tremendous passion for the game, and that every single player that's come through the Cincinnati Bengals organization that Kevin Coyle had in the secondary, I have not talked to one guy, whether it be a current player or a former player, that has ever had a bad thing to say about Kevin Coyle. They just they love the way that Kevin's treated them. They love his attitude and passion for the game of football, and it's contagious. He's definitely excited. Every day is a good day for Kevin Coyle out on the football field, no matter what the weather, no matter what the conditions, no matter what anything.
Yeah, it's funny because, when we first had an opportunity to meet him, he came in the studio, we talked, he came off to me very professorial, and, he had his glasses on, and the first practice, right. I was like, whoa!
That's the same guy.
Yeah, that's the same guy out there. He's definitely fun to watch on the practice field. Dave Lapham is with us, Bengals radio analyst. One more for you. The Hard Knocks thing is coming here. You had the opportunity to experience that in 2009. Obviously, you hear mixed reaction from different people. Jason Taylor told me on Friday that he thinks it's great for this organization. He thinks it's good for the team. He has no concerns whatsoever. He did it with the Jets, and they went to the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago. But any personal experiences from Hard Knocks and seeing those guys around all the time, and maybe what the Dolphins can expect?
It's kind of interesting. The first couple of workouts that I went down to training camp in Georgetown at that time, the Bengals are practicing at Paul Brown Stadium for the first time this year. I aren't going away for training camp, but they went away to Georgetown, and there was Hard Knocks. Those guys were setting up, and in the beginning, I thought, "Geez, how are they going to build in, and how are they going to be inconspicuous here? This is going to be interesting because the players are always going to realize that the crew is around." Well, I'll tell you what, they find a way to just disappear, and they kind of meld themselves into the operation. It's unbelievable, and the way they cover things, and the way they edit and produce shows, they should be covering wars. I mean, if they could, they do documentaries. They could make the tug of war look like World War III. It's amazing what those guys can do. And I really do think though that players were aware that the cameras were there at all times, and you don't know what's going to hit the edit floor. You know what is going to make air. So I firmly believe that the training camp that the Bengals had with Hard Knocks, the intensity level was up. Every single practice. It did also bring a lot of fans, and a lot of fans in the stands also, energizes the player. So I thought they had one of their best training camps in terms of a practice to practice, consistently high intensity effort level, and Bengals went to the playoffs that year as well when they had Hard Knocks.
Yeah, great insight from a guy who went through it firsthand. Dave Lapham, Bengals radio analyst. Dolphins and the Bengals, week 5, October 7th up at Paul Brown Stadium in Southern Ohio. Dave, really appreciate your time, and hopefully we can catch up before that game.
Sounds good, man.
Appreciate it. There you go. Thanks, Dave Lapham. Dave.